Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Shh. Oh, calm. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Look at how calm he is.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's podcast. I have a photo shoot after this, and I'm very swollen, and I'm applying my own makeup.
You should be doing one of those ice rollers. Lauren got me that. It's part of my, I forgot what Lauren called it, summer girl, like, look, like, I don't know.
Hot girl summer.
Yeah, hot girl summer, sure. I didn't obviously enroll in that. But yeah, get some, like,
no, you
ice
look
things.
Very fresh.
No, it's the lighting. Thank you. So welcome, everyone, and you were welcomed back to your Amazon seminar. I need to hear details. I was so excited. You actually called yesterday, FaceTimed with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth. I was so excited to run downstairs, have you talk to Connie and see the baby. And little did I know she was on the phone with an insurance company and she was not happy. And I was like, hey, talk to my friend.
Well, then Connie and I have something in common because I got an insurance rant for the ages. But I want everyone to just settle in, grab some coffee, grab a glass of wine. I will save the rant for the end because let me tell you, I am sick and tired of these companies. They take our money, but they won't give us anything back. I have had a week. So Connie, jump on here and give me your questions, comments, and concerns.
Love it.
But before we get to that, Amazon, you know, okay, so this is what's so great. So Amazon Thursday Night Football last year, first year, so many questions, like a lot of the guys had never done TV before.
They
like,
had never done football.
Yeah, like, are we going to have a set? Like, do we even have a plane ticket to the game? Like, so many question marks, like anything. It kind of was the startup because everyone's like, oh, it's Amazon. I'm like, yeah, Amazon's got money, but they have never produced games before. It's the first streaming, you know, NFL game. So there was a lot of firsts. I have got to tell you, so Andy Jassy is the CEO of Amazon, and he was there the first day of our seminar. Like the nicest, I'll tell you, leadership starts at the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Like they set the tone. So casual, so fun. I was like, he made me realize like how great, and we work, working at Fox, it's the same way, is that it's family. And if you're lucky enough to work for a company, like when the house got robbed, literally like half the executives, half the people I work with called and reached out like, are you okay? And I feel so grateful to work at multiple companies that treat you with respect. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you also want to work harder. And as for people like you and I who also have employees, it's a reminder. I got to sneeze. This is nothing to sneeze about. It's a reminder that like treating. Yeah. Thank you. Namaste. People work for you, but the more you treat them like human beings and the more that you value them, the more that they want to do good for you. So that's my rant. I just love those boys so much. I love all the guys we get to work with. You know how we've talked about this ad nauseum. Like they become our family.
Yeah.
Sherm, like, you know, our affinity with Sherm.
Mm-hmm.
Fitz couldn't be funnier. Wit is like, last night after dinner, Sherm and Whit go, "You're not walking out to the Uber by yourself." They got up, walked me out to the car, made sure I got in the Uber safe. We're like, "Text us when you get home." Like, just like sweet, good people.
Love
so
it.
It makes me real, as much as I'm not ready for the summer to be over yet, because I'm just not mentally there. I cannot wait to go back on the road with these boys and have my crew on Sunday. Football's the fucking best. And like, I don't know. I'm really excited and it feels like family. Tony has a sleeve of tattoos and Tattoo Tony is wild. Tony Gonzalez is ready. He said last
Tony,
year, he goes,
I never
went out with you guys. Yeah, he is the tiger. In fact, he's got a tiger tattoo now.
Okay.
Rawr. Yeah, exactly.
Rawr.
Uh-huh.
Meow.
So I can't wait. It's a great group. And like the girls are great, like Kaylee and Taylor. Anyways, I'm excited. Can you tell? I'm so excited that I had 75 drinks with them last night.
I love it. Did you guys go out to dinner or were you still at the office?
No, we went to a place in Culver City called Margo, if anyone knows
the
area.
Heard of it.
Culver City is happening. Mm-hmm. There's so many things going in over there. So as someone who's not a foodie, I just enjoyed the ambiance. So
I love that.
Yeah. And I know you're still on vacay.
Wait, not really. It's over. What did everyone think of your NFL jacket? I know the boys said it was great. Were we loving it?
So yesterday I had on and will continue to have on for the rest of the season because I'm so proud of my friend. And it's also, this isn't me being biased. It's so good. Aaron's wear stuff is incredible. I had my NFL jacket on. I shit you not. I must have gotten probably half a dozen.
It's so good.
Is that Aaron's jacket? What jacket is that? Is that Aaron's? It's so great. Mm-hmm. You guys wear Aaron Andrews. It's adorable. In fact, I'm going to go my next episode. I'm going to wear that jacket because it is cute.
It's good.
And I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks for sporting it. Yeah, no, it was cool to see you guys. It made me excited. But I'll tell you what I'm not excited about. I need to crack open these articles. I need to start reading. I need to start studying. And I'm just not good at that. I can't focus. I left you a voice message the other day. I tried to start and then I kept losing my place on the page. And I was like, I'm not dialed in yet.
Did you, when you were studying for a test, I was the person who crammed the night before, not because I wasn't prepared, but because if I start studying too far in advance, I will forget. It's just something that like my brain goes, it's like, I need to digest the information like in real time, like right in the moment. And then, if I start studying now, I mean, I don't even know who's in the first preseason game. That's really bad. I don't care. I'll admit that.
Where are you week one with Amazon? Where are you?
Because it starts week two, I'm back in Philly.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I'm in San Francisco. We have a great schedule. We're going to place. We got Vegas this year.
Great.
We got New Orleans with this group. Everyone, buckle your seatbelts and make sure that your overhead compartment is shut because things are falling. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. But where are you? You said Green Bay?
We're in Chicago. Green Bay at the Bears, which is great storylines in terms of Green Bay's owned the Bears forever since Aaron Rodgers has been there. He's gone. And now we get to see Jordan Love in action. I already saw him in action against Kansas City Chiefs that one time. And then
with his mom all the way up, I was like, can we get her better seats? Poor little thing. She's like at the very top row.
Yep. And then, we'll get to see how the Bears are. And all the acquisitions and everything. And again, I need to start studying. Woof.
I'm sorry to deviate. With this hair of yours, like very
mountain
Giselle.
Hair. No, mountain like, hair. Oh it's my like, God. Like, did you look at her? Get on Instagram right now. Look at her latest Vogue. I don't know if it's Britain. Look at it right now. Pull it up.
Well,
she
saw Tom in Africa and I said, get that lion. Tony has got it on his arm. Tom's got it in his face. Happy birthday. How about when I saw Tom, I go, oh, happy belated birthday. He was like, it wasn't my birthday. I was like, well, somebody grab a calendar for your schedule and for your former colleagues' birthdays, loser. But this is very sun-kissed and like perfect highlights.
No, there's gray in here. Probably some dandruff from the dryness in the air, but it's fine. We're all getting back.
And it's all yours.
Yeah. But again, on camera, it wouldn't look that great. This is just, I don't know. Let's talk about this.
I'm into it.
Look at her.
Okay, I'm looking.
Look at her.
Look at her. Also, let's talk about this. I got to start clearing history of the people I'm looking up on Instagram. Because
how
if Steve ever looked at my phone, he'd be like, you just start Xing out of them or whatever. But I'm like, why am I looking at some of these people? I go down a rabbit hole.
Okay, how long is it taking you to pull her up?
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. This would be me at the Taylor Swift concert. Hour one. Aaron and I are still trying to get there. I'm not giving up hope.
I know. Okay. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Giselle. G-I-S-E-L. Shit. Come on. Just pull it up.
A terrible Wi-Fi connection here. Okay, I got it. Oh, my God.
She looks incredible.
Oh, there's the smudge. Mm. Yeah, wow. This dress.
No, she looks insane.
For those of you guys that are listening, there is a black dress, slide number 3, and the denim look. She still got it. Good for her. Fucking her. Mm-hmm. I love this look. I love when women dress in men's suiting.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
I try that every Sunday. I can't really pull it off.
Oh, stop it right now. No, it's Vogue Brazil, and she is very hot.
You know who I talked to this week? Just kind of hotness, somebody I always looked up to in terms of like eyebrows, hair. She was so lovely. I've never spoken to her before. I did Brooke Shields' podcast yesterday.
You did?
I did.
And okay.
She was so lovely. Also, by the way, very smooth talking, very soft.
Oh, not like us.
And you know another thing about her? We just talked about things in your life, obviously, that have shaped you. You know, she was one of the very first people that talked about postpartum and how awful it is and like, you know, dealing with, and Tom Cruise went after her and there was like a whole, I need to go back and get in a rabbit hole about what she went through. But yeah, she put herself out there with all of that, but she was lovely.
It's so funny you just said her because who was I talking to the other day about wanting to watch her documentary?
Oh, I do too.
Just came out with. She's had a fascinating life. Like her friendship with Michael Jackson, her marriage to Andre Agassi, yes. Which by the way, newsflash, did anyone know he wore a wig, that hair was not real?
No.
So it
what
was
documentary
real at first.
Is that?
He lost his hair real, like, you know, the flowing locks, the like the mullet vibe, whatever. Sure. His hair was real. He started to lose his hair and then he wore a wig. And he said he lost the French Open or one of the like huge match that he had because he was afraid it was going to fall off in the middle of the match.
I'm actually shocked how he could pull that off with sweating as much as he did. The movement, the weather elements, you heard me, I said it. I mean, how
Kelly,
is that
get
possible?
Home from Cabo. We have questions about the backhand, forehand, yeah. And how you're going to keep your hair off your forehead.
And who are these new friends?
New friends. She has so many friends.
So many friends.
Not just you and I. It's just you and I like this. What are you doing today? I don't know. But she has a fascinating life. So I'm happy to hear that. How many kids does she have?
She's great. She has two. Yeah. She had horrible fertility issues. She tried IVF 7 times. She wanted to actually have a third, but she had cervical issues as well. Connie, who works with me, worked with her for her second baby.
Aww.
Interesting note about Connie, and Brooke and I talked about this. I was talking to somebody about, she had not Brooke, but somebody else had just had a baby. And I was saying to them, you know, I've kind of felt like I have to be quiet about, you know, people are like, how is it? How are you doing? All that kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, like, I mean, I feel stupid saying it's difficult and I shouldn't say that out loud because I have help. And I also don't want to say that. And Connie, when I got off the phone, said, I need to talk to you about that. And I said, what? And she said, you shouldn't be ashamed that you have people helping you out. And I said, well, I know, but I don't want to be perceived as like, oh, stop, you're complaining. And she said, but think about it. There's two sides to this. A lot of people have their parents in town. A lot of people have their in-laws. People have their aunts and uncles, their grandparents, all that. It takes a village. And she was saying it's very important for young girls or people that are trying to have a career, have a baby. You don't want to come across like, I've got this career and I've got this baby and I'm doing it all myself. Because she's like, you're lying to them.
Good.
This shit
this is
hard.
Amazing.
Be honest about it. So I kind of loved that. So yeah, I have help. She's fucking saving our lives.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, sorry, my husband's going to be annoyed, was so hard. This kid finally showed a little bit of tude. She even said, I went down and talked to her this morning. I was like, you know, and she said,
what was he doing? Just crying for it? Like, and you didn't know why? Or
he was me.
Oh, it's me. Stop it.
Hi. He was me. We couldn't make him happy. And there was
crazy.
Nothing we could do to make him happy. And then you look at him and you're like, dude, what's your issue? And he gets this look on his face and he's like, and it was like, oh my God. It was like, I was calling him a demon yesterday and Jarrett was very upset with me, but I was like, I've never seen this. And she said she had a moment with him last night where she looked at him and said, and she goes, you're going to have to be stern with this kid. Shit. is this kid me?
Stop, I was hoping it right now.
Well, if I was hoping he'd be his father.
No. I have to sleep with your father. We're all making sacrifices, father. Audrey.
But she said I had to be firm with him. And I had to say, Mac, you have no reason to cry. Now, he's 6 weeks old. I don't know what he's comprehending.
The baby. Yeah, but that's, hey, look, we should be so lucky that he is you. He is half of you. So no, you knock it off right now. He's a baby. He doesn't know what he needs. I'm 41 and I don't know what I need. And I just cry for no reason. Steve's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
So I sometimes,
like, we don't know. So he's just a baby.
Can we see him real quick?
Can I grab him from you?
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Bring him over here immediately.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm so annoying with Erin as she goes and gets her child. I'm like, can you send me a picture? Like, I should ask, like, how is she doing? How is your day, Erin? I just go, I need a picture of Mac. That's my thoughts. How are you guys doing? I'm going to just go on a rant here. Oh, look at him. Give me that little smoosh, baby.
Hi, Mac.
I'm the baby boy.
Mac, what do you have to say?
This is your first time on the podcast, my smush smush baby.
Oh my gosh,
Erin, I can't handle it. The little noises. Be still, my heart.
Hi, baby boy.
The best, and I think I've sent you and Steve videos. I know I've sent Steve because that's his best friend.
It is.
But he does these like noises when he's on his bottle where he goes...
Yeah, the little baby noises. He's like, Mom, don't talk about me like that. Mac's first time on the podcast. Sorry, Mac, I'm swollen. I should have put on makeup for you. I mean, this is embarrassing.
He doesn't mind. Baby. He loves his Auntie Carissa. Aww. What else, Jarrett, have we learned this week? Anything you've learned in particular with Mac?
I do a segment
each week. It's sponsored by no one. But what happened? Here's one that Connie is so good at.
Nothing makes me happier than if I... You guys will see Erin actually holding Mac. For those of you that are listening, it makes me so happy seeing you hold him. When you were watching Good Morning Football the other day, or it was just like NFL Network, I can't remember, probably Good Morning Football because we love Schrager and so much. And he's just, look at her. Look at our gal. Calm down.
I'll tell you another tip.
Look at how calm Connie is.
These gas drops are lifesavers.
Oh, what are they?
You put them on their pacifier. You put them in their mouth. Break up all the little situations.
Are they for adults too? Look at how calm he is, my girl.
His eyelashes are coming in, which is really cute. Right. They're curly. I can't figure out whose they're like.
Look at him.
Are you going to have a better day today?
He's like, Mom.
We'll talk about this in a later episode. When they are going to the bathroom, it is so hard not to laugh because their face gets bright red and they're like, I was cracking up yesterday and he went in to grab my, like, I went and put him over my shoulder to help with the positioning. Dude grabbed my hair and was like, oh.
Hey, sometimes, you know, like, you need some leverage. Okay, as someone who's been to a gastrologist. No, baby.
Love you, Auntie Carissa.
Look at how perfect he is. When you sent me that video the other day of the bath time, I was like, this child is perfect looking. I mean, he really is.
Bath time is really scary. They are slippery little fishes.
You were very good and you were very gentle.
Daddy, he's going to sleep.
Look at him. The soothing sounds of mommy's voice put him right to sleep.
Carissa said the soothing sounds of mommy's voice. He's also one-eyed Willy a lot of times. He'll like look at you and be like,
hey, because he doesn't want to miss anything. That's also you.
Anytime I'm having trouble putting him down, he's coming on the podcast.
Yeah, anytime you have trouble putting him down. Hey, bye guys. I'm going to go take a nap because I didn't nap yesterday. I was very nasty.
Bye, Mac. I love you so much. Babe, look at him. He's perfect.
Do you think he looks different?
Yeah, I miss him. It's been a month. You've kept him away from me for a whole month. I saw him when he was 6 days old and I haven't seen him since. That's a long time in the baby's life. He does look different. I'm celebrating. I've already got him a one-year-old birthday present. I mean, time is flying. How cute is
Jared? We need to plan Halloween. Are we home for Halloween? I think it's a Tuesday. We should plan Halloween.
Have you already thought of a costume
for him?
What's
the costume? I'm kind of thinking about it.
You guys have to go as a family.
Very obvious.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, what I'm thinking about, I'll enlist Steve in this as well.
Okay.
But I want something funny, not obvious.
Did you ever hear that Kelly and Matthew used to throw a Halloween party, I guess, and Dan Orlovsky and his wife went as the people from The Hangover, and it was Carlos the baby was her. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, she's like so small that like she was the baby and he was the guy, whatever his name is. God, I don't know anything. How the hell did I ever work in entertainment? I just said the guy. Let's look at our October schedule while we do that. Actually, you know what? While we do that, since I can multitask, I hope you guys, I haven't got any feedback. Listen to me. Viewer and listener feedback.
I haven't gotten any viewer feedback.
Do you guys like the headlines? Because we'll just stop. We're doing this podcast for you. Which, by the way, hold on. A side note.
I love the headlines.
Marie, if you're listening, one of my amazing bosses at Amazon came up to me yesterday. She goes, I just love the podcast. And I go, thank you, Marie. I said, so we're not fired? And she goes, no. She's like, I love it. She goes, I listen to it while I'm walking or while I'm driving in the car. So sweet, Marie. I can't handle you.
Keep pumping those arms, Marie. You got this.
Exactly. We love you and we appreciate you. So anyways, the feedback is, do you guys like headlines? Do you not care about them? Because I love a headline. In fact,
I love it.
Our wonderful producer, Ryan, threw some out there today that I was like, what? Starting with Mark Cuban, going back to your previous about like needing help. We kind of glazed over that real quick. I'm very proud of you for, no one apologizes for having a trainer. Like, no one apologizes for having a nutritionist or someone cook their meals or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it all. And I think it's bullshit if you sit there and you're like, oh, I can do it all. I don't want to do it all. I'll tell you what I don't do. I don't wash my own car. Am I an asshole for not washing my own car? No, we outsource things. And the most important thing in your life now is your child. And you want to get it right. So why wouldn't you get help from a professional who's also an amazing human being? So never apologize, ever. Mark Cuban.
Thank you.
Does most of
his... I had a dream about Mark Cuban last night. That is crazy.
What?
I didn't even know we were reading this headline. I don't know. He was just like in a crowd. And I kept being like, oh my God, Mark Cuban's here. I didn't even know we were doing this. That is. Mark Cuban, can you get me your plane so I can go to Taylor Swift tonight?
Yeah, we do need that. Yeah, see, exactly. Well, Mark Cuban does most of his own laundry, cooking, driving due to privacy concerns. I just try to be the same person as I was when I was poor, which I appreciate, Mark.
But I do my own laundry.
I do because I don't want it to shrink. I do my own laundry. I actually like folding. Steve doesn't like folding, so he'll start the laundry and I'll fold the laundry.
One thing I have learned,
Jared's really good at folding. And when, you know, it comes out of the dryer, he folds it and he's so sweet and he puts it in piles, like my workout clothes, my socks, this, this, and this. And then when I pull it out of the, he's laughing. When I pull it out of the dryer, I just throw it all in his, like, his closet. Here.
Are you someone though? I bet you Jared's, what did he say?
What'd you say? You're waiting for what? Yeah, but he's so meticulous and he's so neat and OCD. I don't know how to fold like he likes his shirt.
Okay, but let me tell you though, I got a question about this. Have you guys always done each other's laundry? Because I don't want Steve doing my laundry. Because here's the thing, I'm a clean person, but it's laundry. So there's still some things that aren't like perfectly clean.
Yeah. And
like
we're, you also wear your underwear inside out. You wear it twice.
Well,
so you're
that's
crazy.
Only in emergencies. That's not on a Tuesday. But like, my God, I just would rather like I'll put it in the washing machine. But like, I don't need you doing all my laundry. Like, let's leave some mystery too about things. I don't need it like all of our secrets to be exposed, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, we do. Because honestly, it's like, you know, he doesn't have enough whites, but I have my whites. And it's like, let's throw them in. And let's, hey, you got any darks? Let's throw in the darks. But I get what you're saying. It's a little
That's
personal.
Why I think I like the folding portion of the program, because we're clean and I'm ready to fold those bad boys. But I don't know. Okay, so Mark Cuban does all that. I love that. I
love it.
The privacy thing is interesting, right? Because do you guys ever think about this? Anyone, like, yeah, whether you take an Uber, whether anything, even if like sometimes we've got car service, which is nice, like to and from different things work-wise. Yes. I'm very careful about the conversations because I'm going to tell you why. I've had other drivers say things to me about other people. Mm-hmm. Like, did you know so-and-so did this? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that so-and-so wants you repeating this information.
Right, yeah.
And I don't trust an NDA ever. So it's just a piece of paper and people love to gossip. So I'm like, lock it up, use code names. And so I'm just curious about, like, unless you have your own, like for him, I imagine he has his own like driver for the rest of his life. Like, people, again, my history in life will support, people turn and can get whack-a-doodle-doo. So I just think that less is more with information on that kind of stuff. So privacy, I get it.
The one luxury I would like to have though, if, you know, if I needed it. Look, we could do it now, but it's just, we could spend our money on other things. I would love to have a chef. Like, it would be great. Because our biggest problem is we can throw a chicken on the grill. I can roast a chicken. We got it. We don't know sides. And half the time it's like going to do those salads that are pre-made. Yeah. And it's like, you just don't have the time, especially with two people. And like, you know, now you have a baby and all that stuff. So it's like, I would die to have like a meal prep, someone do all that, throw it in the oven and good to go. But I don't think we're there yet in our life, although I'd love to look into it. But yeah. I just feel like you could eat better. It would just, I don't know.
I don't, because I'm not like a foodie. It doesn't matter that much to me. But I just have never liked cooking because it's like so much work. For like, and I eat super fast, which is a terrible habit. It stems from when I grew up as a kid, my sweet parents had like 10 jobs each. And so my mom would work at the school district during the day and she would waitress at night. So my dad would watch us at night. Well, dads don't want to, and moms don't either, wait 10 hours for the kid, like pushing the food around the plate. My dad would set a timer. You got 5 minutes to eat. Well, guess who still eats in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I do too, though.
It's so unattractive. It's like,
and I know, mine's disgusting.
Take a breath.
I can't shovel in enough. Yep,
exactly.
Jared's very good. He's slow with it. I'm like, and then I wonder why my stomach hurts all the time.
Exactly. Or I'm overeating because by the time there's like the whole thing in your brain, like by the time it catches up, it says you're full. Anyways, the rant here is I don't care enough about like the food portion of the program. I just want it. Like, I'm good with like pre-made meals anywhere. But Steve likes to cook. He's like, do you want to eat tonight? I was like, let's just order. He's like, enough with the ordering. So I'm going to try to be better about
that. I know. I do like some of it. Sometimes you like have a glass of wine, you put on a great Spotify list, like you're having fun. But then it's like, I hate the cleanup. Like, you know, when we like to do it when Monday Night Football's on or when you're on, you like throw my friend on pregame, check it, you know, cook. But now it's like, you got to do the sides. I don't know. If anyone wants to sponsor our show and like be like a chef, that's fine.
This one needs a sponsorship for sides.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And
I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Next headline, babe. You pick one.
What were you going to say?
I was on the lottery.
Man wins million. Oh, babe, is the Mega Millions tonight?
I bought a ticket the other day. You can't win. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, here's a tip. You can't win if you don't buy a ticket. Okay? I'm always like, oh, I didn't win. It's like, did you buy a ticket? Buy a ticket. We're $1 billion, aren't we?
How many numbers, babe? Five? It's five numbers and then you get
and
to
a Powerball.
Right? What's your number?
So 21. Well, I don't want to give them all away. Oh. My numbers the other day, though, and I didn't. 21, Dion. 24,
oh, cute.
Ken Griffey Jr. 33,
cute.
Larry Bird. 32, Magic Johnson.
Kevin McHale.
2, Jeter. And then for the Powerball, pick a number, any number.
What do you do?
Well, sometimes I do 5 for my mom's birthday. Sometimes I do 11 for my dad and my sisters. Sometimes I do 4 for mine. So I usually go on the Powerball something personal. Now, I don't know if there's any scientific studies here that support it's better to have the random gas station. I've thought about this. I bought a ticket at the random gas station where I have the ranch in the middle of nowhere because it's always the middle of nowhere. It's not It's not the West Hollywood 7-Eleven. No, it's not.
No.
It is podunk
Hopefully
nowhere.
It's the Montana one.
Yeah.
Okay. I do 4 for Brett Favre, Vincent LeCavalier, 12 for Tom and Aaron, 33 for Larry, 32 for Kevin McHale, 28 for Jared Stoll, and 11 because I needed that extra one and it couldn't. I would have done 26 for Marty St. Louis, but I do 11 for Anze Kopitar.
Let's go. Come
God,
on.
That's great. Look at you.
Let's go.
So supportive, my little queen. Love it. Into it. So yeah, man
Hope
wins
I win. Anyways.
$1 million lottery prize days after telling employer he was retiring. Paul Bashaw scratched off $1 million prize and his big win came just 3 days after informing his employer that he was going to retire. Good
Now,
for
speaking
him.
Of this, I would still work if I won Mega Millions. I would love to still work. I would just fly myself in and out. I would have my chef for my sides.
Yep.
And I would have a
by my side and everything would be fine. No, I would still work.
100%.
And I wouldn't tell anyone that I won. I would want it to be anonymous.
Oh, I would tell you.
Well, yeah, of course. We'd tell each other. But I mean, I'm getting robbed and I didn't win the lottery. So I can't be telling people that I won the lottery. Please come rob me. Come one, come all. No, I don't. No. Anonymity.
Hey, I
I got a question. I don't know if it was on the Calm Down IG or if it was on mine, but somebody said, will you be taking Mac on the road? Well, if I win the lottery, maybe. But here's my thing. No, because of this. Our life on the road is crazy. Half the time it's red eyes, it's 6 a.m. flights, which means you have to be up at 4. And then I said to you, I think, or maybe Ryan, what am I supposed to do? Then put this kid on the sidelines, stop laughing, because I know what you're laughing at. Put him in the booth and take photos? No, because what am I supposed to do? Hey, Kyle Shanahan, I know you run fast. Can you hold my baby while I write this down and run with you? No, he's not coming on the road. Stop laughing. I know what you're laughing at.
Okay, a few things here. It's one of the many reasons I love you, just being real. Here's my thing. The guy that works at Enterprise Rental Car ain't bringing his kid to work and saying, hey, do you want the midsize, the minivan, or the SUV? And this is my son, Bill. I mean, no, they don't. Okay. This is a place of employment. Okay. We're not bringing our kids to work. You know what it is? You got one day to bring your kid to work day. It's a holiday. I used to go with my grandpa because even my dad goes, you ain't coming to work with me. My grandpa goes, you can come with me to Boeing. Let's learn all about the airplanes. Okay, fine. But no, this is a professional environment.
And Christmas, yeah. I work, and he's not coming with me. He's staying home.
You know
home.
What, kid? You want presents? Mommy's got to work, okay? And you know what you're thankful for at Thanksgiving? Me, for working, for you.
Hey, Fred Warner and Trent Williams, can I talk to you guys really quick about your adjustments you need to make this week? Hold on, my kid just puked on me. Here, hold him. Trent, you love kids. I don't know if he does. This won't work out. Debo, you mind holding my kid?
By the way, speaking of which, they got kids. I don't see those kids running down and looking to stop the fucking ball on fourth and one. Fourth and goal. Hold on. My kid's crying. No. Everyone knock it off. Go to work and then enjoy your child after the fact. Okay.
Put that down. God, put it down.
Enough's enough. Please. Okay. Back to the originally scheduled program. Kyle, I could just see you. Baby Bjorn. Poor Max head. Just... jostled around.
Kyle, jostled, can you hold this for me? What were you saying about third down you need to do? Oh, okay, great.
Here's a flag I'm going to throw. Baby on the field. 10-yard penalty.
I don't even have time to pee during the game. My kid probably will need 3 diaper changes. When is that happening? Right after I eat? Oh, I don't get to. When's he going to eat?
Well, you're not inside.
You have any bottled water that I can fill this formula bottle up with? Thanks. Trainers, stop giving Preston Smith water. Can you fill my kid's bottle up? This is crazy.
I can't. I could do a whole episode with this, obviously.
I'll tell you where Mac's not going to be, on the sidelines when Dan Campbell wanted a freaking lion on the sidelines. Dan, that's a worry. You stop it. No, I'm here, Max here. I love Dan Campbell.
She's reading this headline. Dan Campbell says Detroit Lions fans' expectations are wind underneath my freaking wings. Well, it's beneath. So we'll get there. As someone who also messes up lyrics, I appreciate it. The Lions announced that for the first time in Ford Field history, they have sold out of season tickets. After the announcement, Campbell was asked if he felt the weight of pressure and expectations for the Lions this season. He said, nah, I don't feel weight. I feel wind underneath my freaking wings. And that's
what I
feel truthfully. He's always good for a quote, that guy.
He's the best. Week 2, I have him. Yeah. I'm excited. At home in Detroit. Hey, you know who we talked about people reaching out when we had the baby? One of your favorites, Seattle Zone, Dan Quinn.
Oh,
congrats.
Stop.
And love the name Mac. Come on, Dan.
That's
Quinn.
That's adorable.
So adorable.
You know what I spent half the seminar doing yesterday after listening to the rules changes, of course, showing Sherm and everyone videos of Mac. That's what I was doing. That's my
Speaking
film study.
Of Dan Quinn. Aw.
Yep. Wait, I lost my place. I don't know. What are we doing? Who's on first?
So long, farewell. Uber CEO stunned by $52 fare charged for 3-mile ride in NYC. He should then fly to LA and try that. It's just as bad.
How about, you know what I have a whole thing about? I don't know how much time. Have we gone over? Is this thing on?
It's okay. We'll wrap up after this.
I'm annoyed with the, I got to pay for the cancellation because you've taken too long. You told me. The app says you're going to be here in 4 minutes. Now I see you and you're circling the block. Now we're going to 6 minutes. Now you're circling again. Now we're at 8 minutes. I got to cancel because I thought you were here at 4. So now I'm canceling. Now I'm getting charged the $10. Is it my fault that you had to do a U-turn and flip around?
It's your fault.
No, you should build in U-turn time. Tell me it's going to be 8 minutes and then I don't pick you. I don't want you to lie to me. I want to know what I'm paying for, okay? And I want to know, is it going to be 4 minutes or 8 minutes? And we have no minutes left on this podcast. Aaron's hair looks great.
I got to be honest. If we win Mega Millions, I am going to have a car service tail. Let's go. I'm not driving. Sorry, Mark Cuban.
And you're going to wear noise-canceling headphones because I don't want you listening to anything I'm saying because it's not nice. Get that baby off the sideline right now. And get him back into my arms.
Will you hold my kid?
By the way, that's who I want to hold my kid because he is protected. Oh my God, nothing's getting to that
nothing's
baby.
Nothing's getting to that kid.
Yes, Trent Williams. Also, is he still sleeping?
Can you imagine Trent Williams doing the shh?
Yes, again,
shh.
A gentle giant that
well,
he
that's
is.
Why he's coming to a 49ers game in Santa Clara. Get over here.
Oh, shit.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.